Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Well, here we go. It's time for another edition of the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. How is everyone?
Okay. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Now that I got that first sip of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good stuff.
Is it cold already?
It's getting there. Yeah, I got to get this. I got to get this down.
Speaking of coffee.
Yeah.
My Keurig is doing this weird thing where the digital display doesn't work half the time, which then makes the coffee maker not work half the time.
Oh, really?
I'm really frustrated.
That can be frustrating.
You know, because you're like...
I have a Keurig and
it's not very old.
Mine's not doing that yet.
It was expensive. And
yeah.
So I find myself fighting with it in the morning. Not the way you want to start the morning.
That's not a good way
I need to write to the company. You know, sometimes companies are pretty good about either troubleshooting or, you know...
All right.
Sending you a new one or something. I don't know. But you don't want to fight with your coffee maker in the morning.
Not really.
No.
You really want him to be, him or her to be your
dependable.
Friend. Yeah.
I want that guy to be dependable.
Yes.
Well. But anyway, we digress. I think it's supposed to be a nice day today, isn't it?
Well, here's how it's going to go. It's going to be partly cloudy. There's a 30% chance of rain this morning, but most, if any, rain will be this evening. So your high will be 55 and cooler near the lake. Right now, 40 degrees here at Sunny 101.5. Sunny 101.5, 620.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right. That's what Tracy's going to do.
This video is so cute. Three sisters in northern New York. A piece of video of them is going viral.
Yeah.
After the mob took it of them, very impromptu. They're singing and dancing to Journey's Don't Stop Believing while tending to their cows. Okay.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, use your imagination here, but they're singing to the cows. They're using their rakes.
Cows tend to like Journey. I don't know why that is, but
they're using their rakes as guitars. Uh-huh. And, you know, milk and cattle prices are at an all-time low. So mom, Nicole Wright, says she just shared the video on Facebook to create some positivity to just a really negative time in the dairy industry. Farmers are struggling to put food on their tables so they can put food on our tables.
Mm-hmm.
And so take a listen. It's really cute.
All right.
A singer in a smoky room. A smell line sheen perfume.
Rakes or microphones and guitars. I mean, they're adorable. Three little girls. So they are just like really into it. So I'm going to post the video on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy page. But she said, you know what? I just put that video out there encouraging people to support dairy farmers by purchasing more dairy products. And video went crazy. So you never know what's going to hit.
Right.
And they're adorable. So hopefully it does send a positive message.
Good luck.
Tell me something good.
Sunny Super High Low is back. It's your chance to win up to $1,000. We'll play Super High Low five times each weekday between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. while you work.
How do I play?
Keep track of the guesses, narrow down the jackpot, and win from Sunny 101.5.
Yeah. All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Bill Cosby went berserk after a Pennsylvania jury found him guilty of drugging and raping former Temple University employee Andrea Constant at his home 14 years ago. The verdict yesterday. Of course, this was his second trial.
Mm-hmm.
And a long list of similar accusations against him won't be tried because of the statutes of limitations. But after the verdict was read, attorneys were arguing over whether Cosby was a flight risk.
Oh.
And, District Attorney Kevin Steele told the judge he has a plane. According to some of the media outlets there in the room, he subsequently went berserk, referring to himself and saying He doesn't have a plane, you blank, blank. Whoa. The judge then silenced Cosby by saying, that's enough. And he did allow him to remain free on $1 million bail as long as he surrendered his passport. So what a just huge fall from grace, right?
Man, I mean, just wow.
Meanwhile, Matt Lauer is speaking out. About his sexual misconduct allegations. He has said that all along he has made no public comments. He's been trying to kind of, you know, preserve the privacy of his family as much as possible and protect them from further embarrassment. But he said he feels like he has to defend his family now. He said, I fully acknowledge I acted inappropriately as a husband, father, and principal at NBC. However, I want to make it perfectly clear that any allegations or reports of coercive, aggressive, or abusive actions on my part at any time are absolutely false. Now, of course, he lost his job November 29th after NBC received a detailed complaint about his behavior. New allegations this morning against Tom Brokaw of inappropriate workplace advances. This came out in the Washington Post yesterday. Apparently, correspondent Linda Vester and an anonymous source allege that Brokaw made unwanted advances and acted inappropriately toward them back in the 90s when he was an NBC nightly news anchor. Brokaw has denied the allegations. He said he met with Vester on a couple of occasions because she wanted advice with her career and that the meetings were completely above board. He made no romantic overtures toward her, and he maintains that nothing happened with the second woman. So, well, Prince William will be the best man at Brother Harry's wedding to American actress Meghan Markle next month. Of course,
that kind of figure.
Yeah, of course, it's no big surprise. He's probably gonna be a little tired, a little sleep deprivation, as he and Kate Middleton just welcomed a baby boy into the world. We still don't know baby boy's name, to my knowledge. Well, this weekend at the box office in Avengers Infinity War, the Avengers and their allies team up and risk sacrificing it all in an attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts an end to the universe.
Yeah.
Disobedience stars Rachel Weisz as a woman who returns to her strict Jewish community, the one that shunned her for decades after her attraction to a childhood friend. The friend is played by Rachel McAdams. Let the Sunshine In, a divorced Parisian painter, is searching for another shot at love but refuses to settle. Another one based on a true story, Backstabbing for Beginners. How about that for a title?
Backstabbing for Beginners.
Exactly. I love it.
You got to start somewhere, right?
This follows an idealistic young United Nations employee who is investigating the grisly murder of his predecessor when he uncovers this global conspiracy that could even involve his boss. And the House of Tomorrow, a sheltered, socially awkward teen becomes friends with a green-haired heart transplant patient who introduces him to punk rock.
Wow.
How about that? All righty. The birthday game.
Yeah.
William Moseley.
I know who that is.
You do?
Yeah.
50?
Bill Moseley. He's an actor.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie uses him a lot in his films. So like House of a Thousand Corpses.
Boy, you
rejects. If it's at Bill Moseley, I've never heard him go by William, but I'm guessing William and Bill would be. Am I on the same page here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He is, what did you say, Jack?
I said 50.
56.
Because I kind of know who it is.
He's 31.
He's 31.
Is he that young?
Well, wait a minute. He's in the Chronicles of Narnia and Prince Liam in the E! Original series, The Royals.
Okay, then
that's
I don't
not
know.
Him.
I know,
okay.
I don't know who that is.
These ones, they're tough today. Ace Frehley.
Well, at least I know that one. But I'm going to say, 66.
71.
67.
All right. Yeah, and I knew it was up there.
Patrick Stump.
Patrick Stump.
Now you've stumped us with this. I'm pretty sure.
Patrick Stump is 48.
38.
34.
All right.
He is the lead vocalist and guitarist for the rock band Fall Out Boy.
Okay, there you go.
Advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right. Now, this is a question posted by a man. And the man asks, well, makes a statement first and then asks, Siri, my wife tells me I snore. Is that true?
You want to know if you actually snore after your wife told you that you snore?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. This is just a waste of a question. Do you really think that I am going to be able to tell you that you don't snore and disagree with your wife? Yeah, that's what I am going to do. How do you think that would play out? I tell you that she is lying, then you go home and tell her that, and how would that conversation go? You think that she would be cool with it and then move on? Ha 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 ha. You're right, dummy. Just cut your losses now and trust that you snore.
There.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to Siri at sunny1015.com.
This is Sunny 101.5 here at 741.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Man, this is, the more I think about this life hack,
yeah.
I do it without even realizing it. And I think it does work, to be honest with you.
Wow, I wonder what that is.
I haven't been getting much sleep lately. Yeah, no. No, I actually have to think to breathe some days.
Okay.
We gave Ellie the poor double whammy, right? We brought her to Build-A-Bear. She had to put all the binkies in the bear, and she said bye-bye to him.
Yeah.
And then if she did that, she got a big girl bed. So it was like two things. Let's take away, I mean, essentially taking away her best friend at that point.
Right.
When
yeah.
you're that small.
Right.
And then let's change everything you know and you're comfortable with, a.k.a. a crib,
mm-hmm.
and rock your world with a big girl bed. So
yeah, that's a lot.
Needless that to say, sleep has been very little for me this week. But I've been doing this. I get up and I have a cup of coffee.
Yes.
And I watch a TV show.
Huh.
Or start to watch something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And they say, if you're trying to wake up earlier, do something you enjoy when you first wake up. Whether it's watching an episode of your favorite TV show or putting together
yeah, but
breakfast.
Don't you lay there and go, oh, I could get an extra half an hour
no.
if I don't watch that show?
No,
because I
not
would.
At all. That half hour to me is nothing. When I nap, it's 4.5 hours.
Oh, well,
I
gee,
can't do,
aren't you lucky? Is this where I throw something
no.
at him?
Ow. That was right in the head. The
you
last
just
time.
Nailed him.
I don't nap, though. That's the whole thing. I take one nap a year and I make it count.
A
that's
under
all.
Your head.
I know.
Oh, it was just a little hand cream,
that's
tube.
Okay. HR, I'll be seeing you after the show.
Yeah, don't even have an HR.
Sure we do.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Henry, the new sales guy.
Yeah.
No, so they say whether it's watching a TV show or making breakfast, if you like to do that,
mm-hmm.
you it'll help you develop a habit in waking up early. Yeah, unlike
it gives
Tracy's,
you something to look forward to, I guess.
Her habit of going 30 more minutes. That's really if... I don't know. At that point,
I would venture to say most people don't think most people would go. Gosh,
if 30 more minutes is going to change your go to bed 30 minutes sooner. If that's really going to be that,
well,
that's
the best
not
laid
my
plans.
Mentality.
But life happens, just like you with Ellie. Life happens, and so
oh, life
I try to go to bed earlier, but you know,
I haven't seen bed before 10.
Well, hopefully your weekend will shape up
restful,
a little better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm always looking for ways to improve my memory. Gosh, I just, the things I forget and not good. So, you know, one tip that I had never seen before, and I think there's probably something to this, write words with red ink, you know, like a red Sharpie on yellow paper. And there's something about that combination that experts say helps you to retain them.
Really?
Right. So can you imagine, you know, meeting someone and taking out your little yellow lined paper and writing their name in red Sharpie?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, then probably something works, to that.
Yeah.
All right. I think there's a possibility that somebody used this one already, but I'm going to do it again anyway. An empty Pringles can. What?
I have a... Just go on. I have a story.
Okay. An empty Pringles can makes for a perfect container for your raw spaghetti.
No, I don't think we've done that.
Yeah, we
that
did. One?
Well,
I think I did.
You think you did? Yeah, I did.
Oh,
man. See, but I need to start writing,
because the spaghetti always is falling out of, you know, when you only use a partial box, then it's falling all over the floor. And I think that's a great one.
You know, it's worth repeating. If I wrote my life hack in red ink, I would have remembered that.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks, making life just a bit easier.
101.5. Sunny 101.5, 7:55. Time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
You know, it wasn't until I started working here where all those 26.3, 23.5, 18.1 stickers on the back were explained what they were. And that was because of Jack. And it didn't start going, Jack going, no, that's for how far they got in a 5K or a marathon or something like that.
Yeah.
It's Jack going, I saw a great bumper sticker yesterday. It's 0.0. And underneath it said, I'm good.
Yeah. I love that one.
So that's like why it was brought to my attention what that meant. May 5th in a San Antonio suburb, 100 quote unquote runners will participate in a 0.5K. You heard me right. A 0.5K. The decimal point's not a typo.
Oh,
I didn't make a mistake.
That's hilarious.
This won't be a traditional 5K, but rather a 0.31 mile race. That's about 499 meters. Or a little more than a lap around a standard track, where participants will receive a free beer from a local brew pub at both the start and finish line.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
furthermore, you can sign up for a VIP package. You're going to have to throw in $25 extra.
Yeah.
But you will actually take your shoes off and jump into a Volkswagen bus and drink beer on there, and it's for the underachievers. They don't even have to go the lap around. It's all intended for a fundraiser for Blessings in a Backpack that provides weekend food for underprivileged children. So it's a good cause.
It is
a great
cause.
You get two beers, and if you want to shell out the $25, ride in a huge old school VW wagon.
It's the only race that I know to train for it.
I'm good. I'm trained. I'm ready.
Yeah, you take a nap.
Go figure.
I hope my girl.
True stories about real people being really stupid. Sunny, 101.5. It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
I finally figured out something when it comes to Tracy. And it just hit me just now because she has the appearance of, you know, a very nice person, caring.
All right.
And, you know, really.
It's getting
down
deep.
Down to earth. But when I see...
Do you owe her money?
No. No, but I'm going to hit... No, here's the payoff. Really, under all that, she really is twisted. I'm telling you that right now. Because looking at this chick flick, I finally... Yeah, behind all that... Okay, let's just...
All right.
Okay, if you know what the chick flick is, we're going to give you $25 worth of Johnsonville brats. And a 4-pack of tickets to the RV Hall of Fame show. Okay?
You know, and this one is all thanks to Jack because, well, you know, in Radio Paparazzi this week, we were talking about Richard Gere's marriage to his 35-year-old girlfriend, which, of course, you know, had us all talking about Richard Gere.
Right.
So I just decided to have the guys do a scene from one of his movies.
All right.
So there's a big hint there. So setting the scene.
Got it.
She's a married woman who recently had a chance meeting with a younger, single man. So suddenly, Jack is younger in this scene.
Suddenly, Jack's close to Richard Gere's age, and I'm close to a 35-year-old girlfriend of his. So that's the sad part of everything. I mean, if you think about it.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Jack and Steve.
She wants me to come over here.
Yes, it's just so much easier for me to not have to deal with that monitor. Okay. Jack and Steve, action.
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready. Are you?
Yeah.
How many girlfriends have you had?
Two.
Really?
Would I lie to you?
Sure.
Hang on.
I think this is a mistake.
There's no such thing as a mistake. There is what you do and what you don't do.
Well, I can't do this! I forgot my coat. I'm sorry, I can't.
What's the matter?
I can't! You're not listening to me!
I am. Hit me.
Why?
Just do it.
Okay.
I think you could have hit him there.
Really hit me. You're twisted. That's what I said.
I'm a twisted individual.
236-1015. Good luck. Sunny 101.5, who's this?
This is Sherry.
Do you know it?
Is it Unfaithful?
It's Unfaithful.
It is. Good job.
You know what this movie, what this reenactment did to Steve? It gave him a flashback. He used to work at Blockbuster years ago.
I remember putting this movie back. So I know people saw it.
Yeah, people saw it.
Okay.
And you're a winner. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Got four pack of tickets to the RV Hall of Fame show and $25 worth of Johnsonville Brats.
More of Jack, Steve, and Tracy coming up on Sunny 101.5.
Join us Monday for the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. We'll have your weekday all planned out for you, see?
Oh, look at that. Oh. Already.
Yeah, and I don't even know what we're doing, but somehow we're gonna plan your life. So, see you Monday.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening. Sunny.